As the value of your home increases, it is increasingly possible for people to refinance and borrow more money for other things. Maybe it's a second property or a renovation or investments or, you know, living expenses or the second family you're supporting secretively in some developing country somewhere. This is sometimes done through a home equity line of credit or reverse mortgage. There's other options out there, but there's a new one that we want to talk about today. It comes from a company called Fraction Technologies, and they've created a new way to help people access the equity in their homes. For more on this, I'm joined by Fraction CEO Hayden James. He's in Vancouver. Hi there.
Hi there. Thank you for having me today.
I hate this idea. I hate it. Here's why. I don't want people to be able to access their equity. And the reason is that I think it's very, very difficult to do that responsibly. Now, that being said, I invited you on my show and I'm going to be gracious. And I really think we should talk about it. But I want to start with what exactly is this fraction appreciation mortgage?
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully I can convince you otherwise. The fraction appreciation mortgage is a mortgage in which the rate of the loan is based on the appreciation of the home. And so what we're really trying to do is base the rate on their ability to pay or what the underlying asset is doing. And so when you talked about doing things in a responsible way, I couldn't agree more. We built this product originally for our family and for our friends, and so that they could access their home equity in a responsible way, but without actually having to sell their home, which is what a lot of people are having to do.
We have been in an extraordinary period in which homes really are appreciating. And you know, I'm talking to you from Vancouver. So homes there are appreciating pretty quickly. That will not always be the case. Do you go out of business as soon as the housing market hits the skids?
No, absolutely no. So what we do is we do two things. One is we have a minimum rate that we charge if the home doesn't appreciate. That's comparable to like first mortgage rates. So let's just call it like 3.5%. Now, obviously, in like an ultra low environment today, you can get some crazy rates, but we're really low. And then the only time we charge more is obviously if the home appreciates. And our goal is to continue to drive down that minimum rate as long as possible. And so that's what we've been focused on. We're profitable at that minimum rate. And so it's both sustainable for us and for the homeowner.
So tell me how it works with the home appreciating. Is that in percentage points? Like, what's the easiest way to think about how I would pay that off? What the rate I'd be paying back?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the inception, we agree on a home value. So let's just call it $1 million home.
Which in Vancouver gets you a laneway house infested with termites.
Yeah, or like a one-bedroom condo.
Yes.
And then what we do is at the end, we have five-year terms. And at the end of the five-year term, what we do is we do another appraisal and we come to a home value. And so what we do is we look at the average growth of the property over that term. And so let's just say it's 5% a year. That's effectively what you'd be paying or be due. And then you have a couple different options. One is you can renew for another five-year term or you can buy us out.
So if the appreciation is 5% a year, like the house moves up 5% per year, then that is the effective rate of the mortgage?
Correct. Yeah.
So doesn't that penalize people if the housing market continues to be extraordinary? What if the condo appreciates 20% a year? Are you earning 20 points?
No. So we actually have a cap of 7.99. And so if the home does, let's say again, 10% a year or 20% a year on average, which is historically not likely, but we can go with that. We do have a cap to protect the homeowner. We don't want to be charging anyone 20% a year. I mean, the key behind us, you know, why we have that cap is we're what we call socially conscious finance, and we want to be fair to homeowners as much as possible.
For whom would this be a fit? Like, my initial reaction is I am giving away a piece of the upside to participating in the real estate market. Why would I want to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's the key. One of the keys is that we have no monthly payments, right? So for a homeowner who has limited income, but has a lot of home equity and otherwise would have to either sell the asset or liquidate other investments, we're a really great option. The other is for people who are self-employed, who don't declare income, who can only either go to private lenders who, for instance, are charging, you know, 6-8% a year plus, get like fixed. We're a great option because we have that minimum rate. That's, you know, 3.5%. And then people who own multiple properties and want to leverage that, but obviously don't qualify at the bank for a number of different reasons. And so what we're really doing is essentially enabling access to home equity on a much larger scale in a much more flexible way and based on the homeowner's ability to pay.
How is this similar to and different from a reverse mortgage?
Yeah, absolutely. So a reverse mortgage, we're similar in that we have no monthly payments, mm-hmm. right? And that's typically why people, when they look at us, they might put us in that bucket. But that's really where everything, where the similarities stop. So we don't have age restrictions, which is a big one. So that enables a lot, doesn't enable a lot of people to access that product, even if it makes sense for them. Two is the rate of our loan is based on their ability to pay. Again, it's flexible with the whole underlying assets appreciation or change in value. And then two is that the amount you can access is not based on age. So with a reverse mortgage, you have to be over 55. And then the amount on a loan to value level or the percentage of your home increases as you get older. For us, it's a 40% no matter what your age is.
One of the knocks on reverse mortgages, one is the rate that people pay, and the other is mm-hmm. the restrictions and some of the administrative costs. How does that work mm-hmm. for you?
Yeah, so we don't have any prepayment penalties. So we give people the flexibility to get out of the product whenever they would like. We, again, don't have any of those restrictions that reverse mortgages do. So we don't have age restrictions. We don't have loan value based on age. We can work with secondary properties. It gives people a lot more flexibility. And now there's obviously the rates on reverse mortgages have been coming down too, right? You look at Equitable on the market, that's brought it down to almost 3.5% as a minimum rate. And so there's been some innovation, some decrease in rates, which makes the product much more competitive. And you're just seeing that as an evolution of the market. As you were saying, homes appreciate and it becomes, you know, people's largest asset.
Do you have a sense for what the credit score is for your typical client? Like, are these people who do have a harder time with conventional lenders?
We're a broad spectrum. So we have everyone who, you know, is in debt consolidation, who have racked up too much credit card debt. They're paying 20% a year and we're helping them, you know, take that down a lot. And then we have everyone who have 800 credit scores, who own multiple properties and are looking to buy an investment property for the cash flow. And so it's really more of an innovation on home equity and how mm-hmm. financing is aligned with the financing partner, rather than just targeting, you know, a group of people who may not be able to access traditional credit.
One of my concerns on the innovative, and by the way, I give you credit for innovating here because that is virtuous in and of itself. But one of my concerns is that often these innovative ways can mask a deeper financial issue. Like you can't afford your lifestyle and then you borrow against your equity and you erode your equity instead of fixing your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a certain amount of clients who need to sell their home, right? They can no longer service that home. They can no longer service the debt. And we'll make that call too and just say, like, this just isn't a good option for you. But then there's a whole other set of homeowners who do have a lot of equity, who might be, you know, paying really high interest credit cards where it makes sense for them to move that off of it, where it's just a smart financial move for them. And that's who we're really targeting to work with. The other thing is you have a lot of homeowners who have 70, 80, 90% of their net worth in their home.
Yeah.
Right. And so we're being able to work with them so they can redistribute that wealth into other investments and leverage it, right? Like your home, the real value in a home is that leverage is really cheap, right? Like your ability to leverage your equity is really cheap. And so the ability to put that into other investments that might pay you a dividend that supplement your retirement, for instance, is a really big tool for homeowners as they approach retirement and as they're in retirement. And so that's something we work with them on a regular basis as well.
Really interesting stuff, Hayden. Thank you for joining us to talk about it.
No problem. Really appreciate your time.
Hayden James is the CEO and co-founder of Fraction Technologies. He was here to talk about their product called the Fractions Appreciation Mortgage. Lots of fodder there. Interesting stuff.